Hello, listeners. My name is Talon Cruz. I'm the Director of Communications for Midnight Ceremonies Media and the Game Master for the first game of 30 Candles, here to give a brief overview of the Tin Candle system by Stephen Dewey. Tin Candles is a game about the end of the world. The sun has gone dark, and humanity is being hunted by them, a mysterious entity that will change in form and abilities between games, whose only consistency is their weakness to light. Something you need to understand about Tin Candles is that it's a game of horror and tragedy, and by the end of each session, all of the characters will die. There is no survival, no safe zone to reach, no true victory against them. Regardless of this inevitable fate, players must approach the game with hope. Now, let's get into creating one of these doomed characters. Characters are made up of four traits, each written on their own note card: a virtue, a vice, a moment, and a brink. Virtues solve more problems than they create, and are provided by the person to the player's right, excluding the GM, and can be things like resolute, kind, or educated. Vices create more problems than they solve, and are provided by the person to the player's left, excluding the GM, and can be things like selfish, paranoid, or weak. Moments are a particular moment that will give your character hope when it happens. We'll get into how this works mechanically later. A brink is what a character can be pushed to do at their worst, and is provided by the person to the player's left, written in the form of, "I have seen you." This means that the character of that player knows this brink and has seen you give in to it in the past. The GM is included in this rotation, where one player provides a truth about them, and another is given a truth by the GM about something they have seen a character do. Again, we'll dive into what this means mechanically a little later. The virtue, vice, and moment are assembled in whatever order each player sees fit, with the brink always being at the bottom. Before you start playing, light tin candles, which should provide the only light while you play. In terms of gameplay, Tin Candles are split into two stages: scenes and truths. Scenes are run in pretty typical TTRPG fashion, where players will roleplay and will sometimes be asked to make rolls to determine the result of certain actions. All of these rolls are done with a communal dice pool. At the start of the game, this is 10 dice. Throughout each scene, the full pool will be rolled to determine actions, and if any of these dice are a 6, it is a success, and the player may narrate how the success manifests. However, any dice that roll a 1 are removed from the pool for the remainder of the scene, meaning that the pool will grow smaller throughout each scene. Once a roll fails with no sixes rolled, the scene ends, a candle is darkened, and you enter the truth stage. Any time a candle is darkened, be it through failure, by accident, or merely going out over time, the scene ends and the truth stage begins. When the truth stage starts, the GM speaks the phrase, "These things are true. The world is dark." Then, starting with the player whose role failed, the players will state truths that become irrefutable facts about the world. The number of truths spoken during this phrase is equal to the current number of lit candles, with the last truth always being, "And we are alive," spoken in unison by all of the players. Once the truth stage is complete, you immediately return to the scene stage. One die from the dice pool is then transferred to the GM's dice pool. If a GM rolls more sixes than the player on a success, the action still succeeds, but the GM gets narration rights. This is repeated until there is only one candle left, which is when the special rules enter play. This is known as the last stand, and when a character fails a roll, they die. This continues until the last character is dead and the final truth stage is entered. These things are true. The world is dark. In terms of traits, your vice and virtue can be burned to re-roll any ones. For moments, players must declare that they are attempting to live their moment, which prompts its own roll. If they succeed, that player gains a hope die, a special die that only that player rolls, and which succeeds on a 5 or 6 and is not lost on a 1 outside of a brink roll. Brinks can be used to re-roll the entire current dice pool, giving into a character's worst instincts. If a hope die rolls a 1 on the brink roll, it is permanently lost. A brink is not lost on a successful re-roll and continue being used, only being burned if the re-roll is a failure. There are a few other special rules, but those are explained during the games when they become relevant. If you want to find out more about Tin Candles, buy the rulebook at cavalrygames.com and support the creator at patreon.com/StephenDewey. You are now ready to listen to 30 Candles.